Hello and welcome to episode 16, take 2 of Ask the Professor. I'm here with my Tuesday evening class, and this is actually a week later than I originally planned on recording it. I got a new phone, and the new phone screwed up the recording. So, we're going to do this again. But what this means is they've actually had a week to think of questions now instead of just a few minutes. So I may regret this, but we'll figure it out. So, for round two, who'd like to ask the first question?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how afraid of the dark are you?
Which end is what?
1 would be not scared, 10 would be super scared.
0. I love the dark. It's my favorite place in the world. A friend of mine has a saying, we walk out into bright sunlight and he's like, "Oh, God's angry, set fire to moon. Oh." That's pretty much how I feel about the sun, because I'm a computer guy. Computers work best in dark, cool places, so you can see the screen and they don't overheat. I'm a big fan of the dark. All right, who'd like to ask a question now?
What's your favorite white card in the Cards Against Humanity deck?
You know, I'm glad I get a second chance to answer this, because I screwed it up the first time. It turns out that the actual card, because I mentioned it, and one of my friends who plays the game with me every week says, "That's not how the card goes." I'm like, "It isn't? No, it goes like this." I'm like, "Oh." It's plowing that ass like a New England corn farmer. Not Iowa. I thought it was Iowa for some reason. I guess because I think corn, I think Iowa. But, yeah, that's it. But, you know, I told my friends about you all having asked me that question, and they went, "And you answered it in class?" I was like, "Yes, they're adults. They asked the question. They deserve the answer." Yeah, they got a big kick out of the fact that you asked that question. So, all right, I saw another hand go up. Who else had a question? All right, in the back.
Have you watched Rick and Morty? And if so, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, I don't know, Rick. I think this might be a really bad idea to ask questions about this show because, you know, weird things happen on this show. I love Rick and Morty. My friend Buddy got me into it, and, you know, so many quotable lines. Oh, my God. You know, "Show me what you got." And the whole, Schwifty's my favorite episode. My friend Buddy likes Mr. Meeseeks as his favorite episode. But, you know, and just some great things like, you know, the first episode after Jerry and Beth split up. And Jerry's at the hotel and Summer shows up, the Mad Max episode. And she's like, "There are an awful lot of hookers outside your hotel, Dad." And Jerry goes, "So that's what they are." I'm just like, oh my God, really? Yeah, I think Rick and Morty is one of the most genius shows that I've ever seen. So, yeah, Rick and Morty's tops as far as I'm concerned. All right, another question.
If you had to choose one of the four Evil Dead movies, which would be your favorite and why?
Probably Army of Darkness. Just the throwback in there, or the callback in the movie to the classic science fiction film, The Day the Earth Stood Still. If you don't know the Evil Dead movies, the hero is like from our world and he's like a Kmart clerk, but he ends up being this sort of badass warrior when he ends up in this other world. He still kind of screws up a lot, but he ends up, you know, mostly winning. But at one point, this wizard tells him that, you know, he's got to get to a certain place and then say the magic words, Klaatu Barada Necto. Now, Klaatu Barada Necto is from a movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still. It came out in the 40s or 50s. It's a black and white science fiction film. And in that movie, the alien tells the Earth woman that he's befriended, "You have to go back to my flying saucer and tell my robot, Gort, Klaatu Barada Necto," which means, "No, Gort, don't destroy the Earth." So, first off, that's clever, giving it, you know, all the magic words, Klaatu Barada Necto. But then when he gets to the scene, he makes it to the place, and he stands up and he's like, "All right, here we go, I'm going to save the world. Klaatu Barada Necktie." And he can't remember the last word, and everything goes to hell in a handbasket at that point. So, yeah. Plus, one of the guys that I went to college with, his uncle was actually in the movie. we got to hear a couple stories about what it was like to be an extra. He was an extra in the scene in the castle with all of the guards and the peons and everybody. So I love Army of Darkness. But there's an interesting tangential story. Do you know about Evil Dead the musical?
Yes.
My brother Jason is an actor and a director in theater downstate Michigan, and he's actually directed Evil Dead the musical a couple times. And it was so funny because when you go see the play, they actually put blood pots in the ceiling, like containers of fake blood that they will drop on the audience at certain points. There's two different kinds of tickets, regular seating and splatter zone. This will show you that I come from a family of evil pricks. The second time that Jason directed the show, he set up the blood pots again, but he brought me over and said, yeah, you see the blood pots? I'm like, uh-huh. He said, those aren't the blood pots. So the people who came last year think that that's where the blood's coming from because that's where it came from last year, but they're actually hidden there and there and there and there and there and there. So all the people who are sitting at the edges of the splatter zone who think they're not going to get drenched are the ones that are going to get drenched. I was like, you are evil. I approve. Yeah, it's just my family. All right, we'll take one more question.
Who's your favorite YouTube content creator?
Ooh.
I will tell you the honest truth. I don't watch YouTube enough to be able to answer that question. I've seen little bits and pieces of lots of different people who do shows and do series, but I've never watched one long enough to be able to say that I like one over another. And I know that that's probably a generational thing. Most of the people that are my age, I don't find that they're heavy YouTube watchers. They'll go there specifically looking for something in particular, but they don't spend a lot of time watching stuff. So let me turn this is going to be interesting. I've never done this before, but let me turn this back around on you. Who's your favorite?
I'm a fan of Philip DeFranco, and I watch a lot of makeup gurus for all the makeup I don't wear ever, but it's fine.
Now, what's Philip DeFranco do?
He's a news show 4-5-ish days a week, kind of does, like, news, but also, like, gives his opinion on it, and it's just interesting, because we don't always, like, match opinions, so it's cool to see someone else's, like, take on what's going on, and he also does a good mix of, like, international and, like, worldwide news, but also, like, YouTube community news and, like, media news.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, there's one series that I watched, I don't think it was originally on YouTube, but I think it got ported to YouTube. It was a series of people playing Dungeons & Dragons. And it was, obviously it was Matt Mercer. No, it wasn't that, and it wasn't the big one that he does. It was a fifth edition game. Chris Hardwick was in the game with them, and then they brought Brian Poston in when Hardwick's character got killed. And I can't for the life of me remember which one it was, but that I really liked. And that was, I think, 7 or 8 episodes. And it just tickles me to no end that people are now watching people play Dungeons & Dragons on YouTube. Okay? I started playing D&D when I was 13, and it got me beat up. I kid you not. And now people are deliberately watching it on the video sharing site in the world. That just blows my mind, how things have changed. All right, I think that should work for episode 16. Thank you so much for doing this again. And listen for episodes 17 and 18 coming soon.